Welcome, everyone, to Here's the Deal with internationally known Christian leader Larry Tomczak. For 50 years, Larry's helped multitudes fulfill their destiny, and he's passionate to do it for you. Join us on the journey of understanding the key issues of our day with a biblically informed worldview. Now, here's the deal with Larry Tomczak.
Welcome to Here's the Deal, everybody. We are having a wonderful time celebrating the faithfulness of God as I am celebrating, 50 years in vocational ministry? Just had a birthday. And what I'm doing is I'm going into the vault. I'm going into the treasure chest and I'm opening things up. And what I want to do is I want to talk about some of the worst experiences, most challenging, difficult experiences that I've walked through in my lifetime over the decades. And from there, I hope to draw encouragement, insight, direction, and prophetic direction, because you're walking through things right now. If you say, oh, everything's going great, I'm sailing. Well, you know what? I heard a man of God say once, he says, you know what? When things are going smooth, everything he said, I realize if I stop, I'm kind of just coming out of some challenges and trials, or God's preparing me and strengthening me to get ready to go through them. So these are to help you. And this is all based on the Word of God. Now, I always start, as you know, and if you're tuning in today first time to the podcast, I love to start with scriptures to build your faith. So from God's Word, I tell you today, you are accepted, the Bible says, in the Beloved. Jesus said, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Isn't that great? And if God is for you, who can be against you? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Nothing, no thing can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. As the Father loves Jesus, so does Jesus love you. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. In other words, you stand today before God as a born-again believer, an authentic Christian, without sin, fear, guilt, or condemnation. You put your trust in the one that was punished for you and me, sinners like us, so that we could be pardoned. And so we can walk in victory. No weapon formed against us is going to prosper, and we can confute every tongue that rises against us in judgment. All right? So if I was there, I'd say, come on, let's go for it. Give me a high five, give me a hug in the Lord, and I'd smile and say, remember, God is on our side, and we're going to walk victorious. So I want to share some of these experiences, and I'll be transparent with you. And how did I handle them? All right, now here would be, it's not like it's a list of the top 10, but here's some of the difficult ones. One of the big daddy ones for me was this. I was part of a ministry, and I don't want to name names here, obviously, but I fail in life, and so have others. And we were part of the Jesus movement. And God did a tremendous thing. I still have tremendous friends from the Jesus movement. I talked to a brother about 48 hours ago, and we're 50-year friends. It was his birthday, and we were reminiscing and everything. What God did, I remember my friend the other day, Chip is his name, and he said, Larry, that was revival. God sovereignly broke in and did a work, and that's true. It was in the 60s, and think about it. It was a time with the Vietnam War and all the tension in the country. And, in 68, we had the assassinations of Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert Kennedy and Malcolm X, and it was the gay liberation and the British invasion with music, and it was, drug culture and, hey, new morality, free sex and Woodstock and all those things. And during that time, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises up a standard. And boy, did he move. In California, swept the nation. Cover of Time magazine was Jesus. It said the Jesus movement. God intervened. It was an inbreaking of God. It was a spiritual awakening, especially among young people. And you could Google and look this up, because it was a tremendous time. Well, that's how I came to the Lord. People like Dr. Michael Brown and Mike Bickle and others. And we to this day say, thank God for what happened and how he led us. So during that time, we had a ministry, and it grew to 2,000. If you can believe, we were about 10 minutes from the White House, and we taught the Word of God. We had a great time of praise and worship. I mean, you had to get there early to get in. The building was called Christ Church. It was on Mass Avenue, which was Embassy Row. And we were just down the street from the National Cathedral. I literally lived in an apartment in the church where we met. Well, during that time, people were coming to the Lord. They were getting baptized in the Spirit. They're getting healed. Well, out of that came a movement of churches, a network. And we began to plant churches in time. I'm kind of moving quickly here. And we started with the first one in the DC area, and then we did another one. And then over the course of years, we started to adopt churches, plant churches. My dear friend Cheon, Dr. Cheon, California, he went out there for a church plant. I moved with my family, and we were out there for about a month. And where did we live? Well, we lived in Lou Engel's home. You say, Lou Engel, that man of God from, you know, the call and everything. Yeah, Lou's a buddy from way back. And so we planted a church out there. We did in Philadelphia. We did in Orlando. We did in Fairfax, Virginia. I mean, you can go on and on. It grew. Cleveland, I went back to my home. But you know what? In time, as we were multiplying, there were tensions, and that's normal. We can have sometimes a romantic view of things, you know, in the Bible. But hey, you read the book of Acts, there was discord, tension, and all kinds of problems. Well, at about the 25-year mark, there was some real tensions. And my wife had been telling me for a while, she said, Larry, I think they're trying to marginalize you and move on without you. Well, that actually came to pass. I didn't believe it at the time. And there was a situation where there was some issues with a child, and that was capitalized and exploited. And I actually faced blackmail from some leaders. You say, no way, no, Larry, Christians don't do that. No, ambition gets in. And Derek Prince, man of God, who's in heaven now, told me, he said, look, there's one thing, one word that really explains why we see the breakdown of ministries and churches and can be businesses and marriages, and that's ambition. In James, it says, where there's jealousy and selfish ambition, not godly ambition, there will be disorder in every vile thing. I can't tell you what a traumatic thing that was. And the pressures were put on me. There was a lot of authoritarian, legalistic measures taken. Now, the good thing is this. On the other side of this, I made it through. But what I tried to do was walk in humility. I tried my best to receive the input and the correction. I tried my best to cooperate for months with what was being perceived in me, what the guys were saying about me. And on the back end of it, it reached a place where I felt God was saying, I needed to leave this ministry. I had been involved from the beginning, and it was like 25 years. But I, in agreement with my wife and my children, we all said it was time. So I brought closure, and I stepped away. And even that was difficult. There were accusations flying. You say, Larry, I've been betrayed. I know what. Well, it's hard to walk through that. But you've got to guard your heart and your mind, and you have to forgive. And then in time, you do your best to set up time to sit down with people for reconciliation, to draw through that. And there's times you have to ask for mediation to draw some people in that can give an objective view. But you know what? I was able to walk it through, even though it was probably the most traumatic thing that I can remember in my life. And to this day, now, I see a lot of things. People reap what they sowed. But you know what? I had leaders come back to me, and they were my dear friends that they did. They betrayed me, and they got to me. They called me. They said, Larry, will you forgive me? I am so sorry. I went along with the group, and I betrayed you, and will you forgive me? And so basically all the people, there's been reconciliation. And it was tearful with people. They cried. I remember one of my brothers that I discipled for years called me, and he said, Larry, please forgive me. I couldn't believe that I went along with that. And then the amazing thing is how things kind of were dismantled in the ministry. A large church of 3,500, if you can believe, in DC, whittled down to about 500. Our leadership team, people peeled off, moved, got out of it. They said, I can't be a part of this. I feel there's ungodly, unrighteous attitudes and practices. You know, you look back and you, like Paul, you walk with a limp, as they say. But I hope I'm a better man today, because honestly, I've forgiven, but I do want to pass along, if you're going through something like that, pray, walk in humility, walk in honesty. Bring in mature senior leaders that can bring perspective. Where you fail, draw the circle, get in and ask forgiveness. And then ask for others to help you walk it through, and then trust God for your future. And that's exactly what I had to do. And on these podcasts, I'll share some of the good things God did, because out of that, literally. Remember Joseph, what he went through, betrayal with his brothers? And it took 13 years for there to be reconciliation, things pulled together, but he maintained the right attitude. And remember what he said? What the enemy meant for evil, God intends for good. And there was reconciliation, and he saved his entire nation because of his foresight and what he did and the promotion God gave him. So stay with me and stay with God if that's something you can relate to today. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. And I hope your life has been enriched by this episode of Here's the Deal. Two quick requests. Number one, would you give some feedback by rating, reviewing, subscribing to the show on iTunes, cpnshows.com, or any podcast platform that you're currently listening through? And then secondly, in Philippians 1:5, Paul thanked the community there for their partnership in the gospel. And if you were strengthened and inspired by today's episode, would you consider standing with us with your prayers and practical financial support? Just go to LarryTomczak.com. That's Larry Tomczak, TOMCZAK.com. And you know, you can also go over there to BullseyeChallenge.com, which is loaded with additional resources that will help you hit the mark on today's cultural controversial issues. Please join us next time so we can equip and encourage you to be salt, as Jesus said, winsomely influencing the culture with biblical truth. I'm Larry Tomczak. God bless you.